Hi, my name is Oni Enyado, founder of Oni Enyado Media House, and I'd like to warmly welcome you to the first ever edition of the Distinction in Leadership podcast show. As I said, my name is Oni Enyado, and I'm a global leadership speaker, entrepreneur, life coach, and author. And from my message of distinction, I deliver talks, workshops, and seminars on corporate, educational, and business platforms around the world, teaching people how to become distinguished in their chosen field. I tell you the truth, I love all things excellence, I love all things leadership, and I love all things entrepreneurship. So in this podcast, I'm going to be teaching you how you can become a leader of distinction. But the question for me to you is, what is leadership? In 2013, I came up with the following definition. Leadership is bringing people into new realms of excellence and challenging them to become distinguished in their chosen field. Leadership is bringing people into new realms of excellence and challenging them to become distinguished in their chosen field. And in late 2015, I penned the following. Leadership isn't about age, but rather leadership is about influence, impact, and inspiration. Leadership isn't about age, but rather leadership is about influence, impact, and inspiration. So with this truth and this fact, it's critical, it's vital that you now become a leader of distinction. So in this series of podcasts, I'll be, you know, giving you strategies, insights, and understanding on how and why you have to become a leader of distinction. One of the reasons is because the global market is now local and the local market has gone global. So it's critical, it's vital that you have to rise up in leadership distinction and influence, impact, and positively inspire people in your city, in your country, and I suppose in your continent too. So leadership isn't about age, but rather leadership is about influence, impact, and inspiration. And leadership is bringing people into new realms of excellence and challenging them to become distinguished in their chosen field. So how can you challenge people to become distinguished in your chosen field? How can you influence, impact, and positively inspire people around you to rise up in leadership too? One of the things that I want to speak about is about vision. So I'll be sharing a lot of thought leadership from my latest book called The Doorway to Distinction, 200 quotes to inspire you to reach new levels of excellence. And these are 200 of my own quotes and teaching. So as I said, we're going to speak about vision. And the first thing I want to really share about you is the following. You need the type of vision that will make your friends go back to their drawing board, vision board, and back to the floorboards. I say again, you need a type of vision that will make your friends go back to their drawing board, vision board, and back to the floorboards. Having a clear and defined vision is necessary to help you reach new levels of excellence and in turn become a leader of distinction. But what is your vision? Your vision is connected to your gifts, your talents, and your passion. I say again, your vision, the vision that's going to cause positive influence, impact, and inspiration is connected to your gifts, your talents, and your passion. So with this truth, you have to understand that many people around you will also have a defined vision, but you need the kind of vision that will encourage, equip, and empower your friends to go and look, amend, and improve on their current vision. So yes, you're going to have people around you that might have a 5-year vision or a 2-year vision or 6-month vision, but you need a kind of vision that will encourage, equip, and empower those around you to go and look, amend, and improve on their current vision. Why? One of my quotes, I think from my 9th book, I said, "Dear leader, your comfort zone is not that comfortable." So with this truth, I want you to make people around you uncomfortable with their vision so they can really actually make it more clear and defined. Why? Leadership is bringing people into new realms of excellence and challenge them to become distinguished in their chosen field. In my opinion, your vision should positively influence, impact, and inspire the previous, present, and future generations. I say again, in my humble opinion, your vision should positively influence, impact, and inspire the previous, present, and future generation. As you're reading this quote, there are many people around the world who are lumbering in a comfort zone without anything to challenge them to reach for the bar called excellence. Remember what I said earlier, your comfort zone is not that comfortable. You know, many people are trapped in a cycle of mediocrity, and the truth is your vision is what can cause them to rise up, step out, and fly from the comfort zone and into a new realm called distinction. So remember what I said, that your vision should positively influence, impact, and inspire the previous, present, and future generations. It's interesting, it's fascinating that one of the greatest entrepreneurs of recent times, Steve Jobs, his vision is still positively influencing, impacting, and inspiring the previous, present, and future generations. So regarding your vision, what do you see? Do you see opportunities and possibilities, or do you see obstacles and problems? If you see problems and obstacles, step on the problems and obstacles so you can even see further with your vision. Like I said, minimum 5-year vision, but why not you see 10 years down the line? What do you see? It's interesting, here in the UK, because I'm a UK-based speaker, but I speak around the world, here in the UK, they have a mortgage, 25-year mortgage system. When someone signs up, how do they know in 18 years' time, they're still going to be working to pay off the mortgage every month? How do they know? Then that means they've seen something, they believe something, and they've taken steps to achieve something. So if someone can have that principle with a 25-year vision, the truth is, you have to see the actualization of your 5-year vision minimum. And regarding your vision, I always teach my audience that one thing principle. That one thing principle is what's going to distinguish you in your industry and cause you to become a leader of distinction. So for example, what's BMW known for? Cars. What's Gucci known for? Clothes. What's Facebook known for? Social media. That one thing principle. Once you catch that one thing principle, I'm telling you, you can positively influence, impact, and influence and inspire the previous, present, and future generation. So it's critical and understand that you need to realize that your vision is a key to really bringing other people into new realms of excellence. But you know, one of the things I'd like to share with you is one of the things I learned about vision is people will grab it mentally or they will have a crab mentality. One of the things I learned about vision is people will grab it mentally or they will have a crab mentality. Having a clear and defined vision will produce many things, and one of them is opposition. Listen, not everyone in life wants to have a clear and defined vision. So, once you decide to write and run with your vision, the people around you will understand and support you, or they will mock and criticize you. Either way, your vision should never be measured by the criticism or lack of understanding of others. I say that again because that's very important. Your vision, the vision that you're going to use to cause and impact the previous, present, and future generation should never be measured by the criticism or lack of understanding of others. The truth is, not everyone's going to be happy that you want to bring positive change. And many people are going to criticize you. Many people are going to mock you. Some people are going to scorn you. But if your vision is clear and defined, the doubters will have no choice but to come and celebrate your vision. So it's critical. One of the things I learned about vision is people will grab it mentally or they will have a crab mentality. So listen, you know, I'm sure you've heard speakers say never give up on your vision. It's very important that you should never give up on your vision. And finally, the completion of your vision will actually be maximized when you understand your vision is a springboard on which other people can jump and start writing and achieving their own vision too. The completion of your vision will actually be maximized when you understand your vision is a springboard on which other people can jump and start writing and achieving their own vision too. Having a clear and defined vision for your life is not just about you. We've established that already. Your vision should also influence, impact, and inspire your family, friends, colleagues, and society too. Like I said at the start of this podcast, the local market has gone global and the global market is now local. So you have no choice but to inspire your family, your friends, your colleagues, and society as a whole. You have to fully comprehend there are people who are actually waiting for you to write and run with your vision. I say again, You have to truly, fully understand and comprehend there are people who are actually waiting for you to write and run with your vision. Once you catch this revelation, you can actually start your personal revolution to become a leader of distinction. Why? Leadership is bringing people into new realms of excellence and challenging them to become distinguished in their chosen field. And leadership isn't about age, but rather, leadership is about influence, impact, and inspiration. I'm positive, I'm sure you've enjoyed this podcast, and this was the first ever podcast. So please join me next week, and please do follow me for even more insight, more knowledge, and more understanding regarding leadership distinction. Please do share across your social media. If you have any questions for me, please go to my website. That's oamediahouse.com. That's oamediahouse.com. And also connect with me via social media. All my social media links are there. So remember, leadership is bringing people into new realms of excellence and challenging them to become distinguished in their chosen field. Thank you and have a great week ahead.